Blog Talk Radio.
Keep doing your thing because you never know. I might be sitting at home with a chicken bone, see on TV. Wait a minute. I know them, you know.
Double O, W, double E, ooh, looking for the sweetest hit. Well, we got the recipe, been patient waiting for someone to show you. So we gon' show you how, we gon' break it down, we gon' break it down.
Oh, man. Hey, Al, they should have been singing the whole time live.
Exactly, man.
I got 10 engagements. If I go to one event, I got like 5-6 people, you know, booking me. Blam, blam, blam. And I'm just like, oh, my gosh, I'm independent. And I'm independent. And I'm like, wow, I'm doing it like on a big scale. Like, I'm a real artist. I'm like, what? But, hey. I spoke.
You are a real artist. I am a real artist.
Was written, and you know what? You know what, cuz? I'm so appreciative. You zeroed in right where I really want the reader to get. That's really the reason why I wrote the book.
I
told God I would be faithful about the spirit that he gave me, and he wouldn't let me release it for some time. But if no one else gets anything out of that book, get Captain I.
That's very, very simple. You know, I talk nice to them. They call me Daddy, AK Disco, AK Disco, 3-5. And I say, sure, I don't do no physical harm to them. I just threaten to take the food, the clothes, and the home from them, and they act right.
I was just thinking maybe you might have to clean house or something like that, but that's great.
Well, back in the old days when I first started, I used to use the duct tape and the clothes hangers and all.
See, I thought that, because that's an old tried and proven practice.
Yeah.
I mean, I heard.
It's a national anthem. I make them all say before I put them on the street. They say, "We are K-Tickle Girl, the one you heard about. We fight with knives and 45s and broken bottles too. We are K-Tickle Girl, so who the hell are you?"
Oh, mercy.
Who the hell are you?
Okay, I was just about to ask you that. Like, what genre would you say most of your music, I guess, is in? I don't want to put you in a box or anything, but what do you feel it most represents, your style of music?
Well, Ron Hill, who is one of my partners, and we formulate the Love Brothers. We've just finished our 4th CD as well. He lives in Virginia. He said it's a combination of jazz and hip-hop, which he calls Jip Jop, which I registered and copyrighted right away.
No, other than the fact that, like you said, I was sitting there. There was times when I was sitting beside him while he was doing his beats and everything, and, I don't want to call him his real name. Taz has come a long way, and his music
thank you,
is...
Thank you, Jesus.
This is the voice, and as I said before, P-A-Z, host the show, man.
Good evening. Another PAZ production live, A-T-A-Z-P live, here on Blog Talk Radio, your host T-A-Z. The show today is Holism. Number 7, and we ain't going to be talking about just being hoes. We're talking about how we were up in Alaska chilling, and that's my guest, Phil Strongman, a.k.a. Nancy Sherrill, is in the house. What's up, Phil?
What's up,
girl? How you doing? What'd you say now?
I said, what's up? What's up?
Hey, man, hey, Phil, give the audience a background with Reside at where you live at, because we met each other in Alaska in Anchorage. But tell the people, you know, where you're at and how you doing and you chilling.
Okay, well, right now I'm resident in OK, Post, Oklahoma. I'm retail manager for the number one retailer right now. Doing pretty good, you know. I'm single. you know, just doing my thing, grinding, you know, paying my bills, doing what I need to do.
Now, when we first met each other, it was in Alaska, and it happened to be at a club up in Anchorage that we used to frequent a lot, called the Cattle Company.
Yeah. And oh, yes, Lord.
That Cattle Company was, I want to tell you right now, it had it going on, Phil. I mean, I had to be there every weekend.
Oh, yeah. Oh, hell yeah, because, you know, when I met you, actually was in the chow hall.
Uh-huh.
And, I was like, dog, I seen you before, man. I'm like, wasn't you at Cattle Company and an NCO club? He said, yeah. I said, well, is that the place to be? He said, yeah. And that's where it hit it off, man. That's where it all snapped, man. It's like, hey, I see you there, man. I'll be in the chow hall. I give you the finger. You're like, yep.
It's going to be on. And we actually knew, after a while, we knew every female, everybody that used to come to that club. After a while, I mean, all around Anchorage, we knew everybody because we were known, along with a couple of other guys, well, girls, I might as well say, because we called everybody. Well, everybody, get this straight right now, because I said it with Keith on our show. Keith Bacon on our show, everybody tried to play the pimp dad and act like all the fellas was their girls and making their money. So everybody had a girl name. And it was like everybody that knew us knew our names, even the females. So they would tease us too. It was an all-running joke up there. So when we went to a Cattle Company, you know, a couple girls knew who we were. And they'd be like, what's up, Peaches? And they were talking to me, what's up, Nancy? And then, and they knew you. So, I mean, remember. Say what now?
I said, yeah, that was kind of quirky with the shit work, man, because, you know, it wasn't nothing gay about it or nothing. You know, we knew how we were men and shit, but we just was silly like that, you know. We were cool like that, that, you know, everybody understood, you know, where we were coming from, so.
Yeah, and they played along with them.
Right.
And they played pretty hard because a couple girls caught me in the commissary, and I was buying some food, getting ready to cook something. I heard somebody down the end of the aisle talking about whispering, Peaches. Peaches. Who the hell? I mean, seriously, who the hell is calling my name? Went in there, and two girls came around the corner laughing. We got you, girl, didn't we? We got you. Hey, y'all need to calm that girl shit down right now. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, we in uniform and shit.
Calm that girl shit down. You know, you need to base yourself.
Yeah, for real.
But the times in Alaska, most people don't understand that it had it going on when we was up there. A lot of people think it's like sad and slow. That's a lie. That is a lie. Because you was up there when I first met you, like I said, in the Cattle Company, you had this little girl that you used to see every now and then. Remember that little, I didn't know her name. All I know, she was a little small girl. I think she worked on the slopes, didn't she? Or she worked somewhere where she wasn't. She didn't come out that much, but when she did, you'd be like, "Yeah, that's me right there."
Yeah.
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 I forgot that girl's name though, but I remember. But I also remember one of my friends that that did a fashion show with me when we was up there was, and you know who she was. She was telling me about she wanted to get with you. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes, I remember that shit. I remember. You know why, though.
And she kept coming up to me talking about, you friends with Phil, ain't you? I said, yeah. You know what I'd do to Phil? I'd tear him. I'd lick him. I'm like, girl, you get me excited. I don't want to hear this about Phil. But they were all, man, it was just like an epidemic because it was like, it wasn't no fun if we wasn't in the club. It got to the point where we used to go in cattle company, and we used to walk in with the drug dealers on the other side and didn't have to pay, remember?
Yeah, oh yeah.
And I remember that one night, I walked in, and I was trying to pay. I was in the pay line. And you see me standing in the line. It took a minute before I got in there because everybody crowded up because it's cold outside.
You know, you underestimate. It was freezing. Shit, it's not cold in Alaska. Hell, nigga. You know, that shit was cold.
Yeah, it was cold.
Yeah.
It was freezing. Every time somebody opened that little door and you had to stand in the little lobby, and niggas be cussing niggas out. Would you shut that?
That's that door, yeah.
Yeah, because they let all the wind in, and they be in there looking around to see who. Nigga, you ain't going to get in here. You need to close that door. So I walked in that line, and the bouncers actually got mad at me because they was talking about, yo, why did you come through there? I'm like, I'm trying to pay, man. Man, we know you. Just go on through the other way. And next week I was walking in with them drug dealers, man.
Yeah.
Because there was a few of them up there, and you could tell who they were because they had juice in their hair. You knew who they were. Every last one of them. But how did you feel about it when we was up there in the AK?
You know, I didn't really like. I don't, for some apparent reason, dog. Don't you? I always tell you this, man. I was like, why the bosses always got to fuck with me, man? Or chill with me? They always got to. No matter what I have on or what I do, them bouncers was all my stuff, man. Now, wasn't they?
Yeah. You brought up a good point because I remember in Columbus. Dude could stand you. I didn't know why, but I used to get, I'd come in the door with you.
I know.
And it'd be a problem when you go through. Like, what the hell? He be talking. He be giving me that, though. What's up, man?
Yeah.
I walk in. It's you in there. I'm like, why is Phil being held against his will at the door trying to get in the club?
For real.
I think it was because that girl liked you.
I guess, man. I didn't try to talk to this old man. I didn't do anything. I didn't do nothing, man. I don't know what the hell was his problem.
That was the same girl. Just remember that. When I did talk to her, and everything, she was fine. She was fine.
Yeah, she was fine.
But when I talked,
come on, say it. Come on, say it. Come on, say it.
And she was like, you know, I'm going to school. I said, you're going to school. You know, it's all good. So what you taking up? Mind you, this girl, 30-something years old, she said, get my GED. Hey, dude, I was turned off. Look how fine she was. G-E-J. That means you can't even formulate sentence too well. Man, that was heartbreaking.
I couldn't believe it.
You died when I told you.
Dog, I couldn't believe it, man. I said, well, G-E-D, is that a university or something? Like, isn't that too old to be trying to get a GED?
Damn, nigga. You can't even work at the Walmart. She can't work at Walmart. She can work nowhere. So she was through.
I
remember the girl that you used to see, remember? The one that I took No, wait a minute. I got to explain. The one I sat there at our house in the room while you was getting with her.
Yeah, yeah. To come find out that she was married and her old boy was in Korea.
And you didn't know to the end, like.
I didn't know until the end, dog. I didn't know actually until, you know.
When you seen the pictures in the bedroom when you were killing it. Huh?
I got blinded, but after I hit that ass, I seen the light.
I was sitting in the front room, and I seen a couple pictures. I was like, it must be your brother. No, I'm not holding it on like that.
No.
Yeah.
Right. Then after that, man, I kind of like, nah, man, I don't fuck around like that, you know. I was trying to be good.
No, I know you did. I know you did. But I was doing you a favor because I was sitting in there sleepy to the mother. And I said, Phil got to get it. He got to tear it up.
You damn right. But didn't she have an ass for days on that, though? Damn.
Yeah. I remember, was it her sister?
Woo!
Was that her sister that used to be with her out at the club? Remember that time when I... So her sister had a smart mouth, remember?
I'm trying to think if that... I don't know if that was her sister or her cousin or something. I know it's some kind of family...
Yeah.
After I found out she was kind of married, I got kind of turned off, you know, because there was too many single ladies out there to be messing around with a married woman, you know. Especially, you know, he's ex-military.
Especially when he's coming back.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? You know, neighbors and everything, my car in the drive, and, you know, shoot, Columbus ain't really that big, you know what I'm saying? So.
True. You would have got caught soon as you walked in the club.
Exactly. Ball
yeah,
night.
Well, if the bouncer didn't stop you first.
You ain't lying, man. I'm like, damn. Like, you know, I'm an easygoing guy. I mind my own business. You know, I try to dress to impress. But, you know, I just got interrogated everywhere I went.
Every night.
Georgia, Alaska, Dallas, Tulsa, you know, Kansas City. Wherever I go... Bouncers be hating on me, man. And I'm like, you know, I just fail to realize that, you know, I'm not that important. I mean, I'm not all that, but damn.
They stop you, though.
Can a brother get a break around this bitch?
I remember the time that we was in there, and a lot of girls did know that we called each other girl. That one girl said, because you had your foot on the dance floor, off the regular floor. And the dance floor used to be like a step up in bins, remember?
Right.
And we standing by the rail. And old girl said, you need to teach your girl to put on some knee socks because her feet is kind of ashy. Remember when old girl said that, the same one that I said, you need a ride? She was the same one and used to hang out with us all the time.
Uh-huh.
And all the time asked me for rides, but wasn't talking about giving up now. So one particular night, she was dressed with these little cutouts all up and down her jeans, showing all kind of meat. And before she even asked me for a ride, I ran over to her. You need a ride, don't you?
Yeah.
And I grabbed her hand, spun her around. Oh, you really do need a ride. You need a ride right now. I'm about ready to leave field and take you for man, so many things happened, especially in Alaska. Once we started getting known, and you know, a lot of guys used to hang out with us. I remember Derek, that one black dude. He was real black. Remember that real dark skinned dude? And he had the nerve to start talking about us. And I said, he had on a black shirt. And I said, man, why would you come out to the club without no shirt? Oh, that is a shirt. That dude was burnt up, dog, and hanging out with us. Me, you, Bacon. There was Dre. There was another guy. The guy in the army too, because Dre was a, I guess he was a drug dealer, right?
Yeah, he was a hustler.
And he had about five or six different cars.
Oh, yeah.
I remember that cat was telling me he was getting ready to get a new car, right? And me thinking like he's a normal person, I go, well, what you going to do with the... And as soon as I started saying that, I said, man, I forgot who I was talking to. That cat, man, he had like about five or six different cars. His wife had a BMW because she worked at the hospital, right?
I think so.
She was a nurse.
Was she a civilian or did she work in one of the hospitals on post?
She worked at Elmendorf.
Okay.
But she was a civilian. She wasn't in the service.
Okay.
But he used to work at the fixing shop, the little car shop.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and he used to just put parts on cars. But that nigga was hustling at night. Truly.
Yes,
and you know, at any time, we could have got busted with that dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, they would have thought we was part of his crew. Because
you know,
I remember.
You know, we were smart about it, though, man, because if we kept it in the club, you know, ain't I got anything outside the club, you know,
yeah.
You wouldn't be seen with me. You know, I wouldn't ride to his house or nothing like that because I knew what he does.
Yeah.
So,
yeah,
you know, we were smart about it, you know. You know, you could be cool with him and all, but, you know, outside the club, dog, you know, I know your lifestyle, and, you know, I just best to be, you know, smart and not get caught up like that.
Well, one time I was with some young girl. She was young. She was had to have been like 20-something because I was 34 while I was up there. And I went to her house, you know. We did what we had to do, and I came out the room to go get some water. And what did you know? Dre was in the house talking to her roommate. And I got nervous. This dude dealing drugs. You know what? That dude saying, that's my boy. That's my boy. And I walked out like, Lord, why am I in this house with this drug dealer? Knowing I left some articles back in the room. Man, that was rough. Like you said, we didn't hang out with them in civilian life, only in the club and then rolled out. Yeah, but when I seen them in the house with me, I was like, oh, Lord. Somebody killed me. I get arrested. Well, why were you in there? I just tried to tear some ass up. That's all I had to do. Yeah, we get ready to take you to jail. Just like, did you ever go to those party houses up there?
Not really, man, because I was, you know, I had just got my son, so, I was trying to, you know, take care of my business on him, because, you know, I had to change my ways a little bit after I found out I had a son on the way, so.
Dude, come on.
Man,
I was with you, Phil. No, come on, wait a minute. I don't remember you really changing your way.
I did, man. I'm serious. Because I did not, I didn't screw every girl I met, man. Because, you know, I was wanting to do the right thing at the time, you know. Because, you know, for one, that just, she did want to get with me, but I just.
Yeah, there was a few, yeah. I remember.
Right.
But I also remember you did step to a few, didn't you?
Huh?
Look, you playing radio now.
There was
a time you did hit somebody extra.
Well, yeah, that's you know, that was down the road a little bit.
Okay. I had
good intentions at first, and then after a while, it kind of, you know, we kind of.
I'm looking at myself. I'm not that old, but I do remember that.
Yeah. You know,
well, once you got.
You know, when everything I do, I try to do my best, and, you know, it takes two to make it work, and, you know, shit just didn't work out, and, you know, it shit, we just had to mentally prepare myself to break it off with her ass, you know.
Now, you know, you my boy, and you almost, you like a brother to me, you know what I'm saying, since I ain't got no brothers. There's one thing that you did, well, you did for me, that later on you ended up regretting and I ended up regretting. You don't remember?
You're going to have to refresh my memory, dog.
Okay. Introducing me to Bridget.
Oh, yeah.
Tell the people why. Tell the people why.
Oh, Phil. My Lord, dog. Oh, man. Drama, 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 man. I was like, damn. I mean, she was an educated, nice-looking, shorty, you know, had brains. But goddamn, couldn't pay a bill to save her damn life, man.
and was stealing money by writing extra checks.
Oh, Lord, dog. Dog.
Remember,
I know you remember the doors. You hear the radio. Knocking on the
door. Okay. Well, okay, I ended up marrying her. We were stationed down in Columbus, Georgia, Fort Benning area. And she got, that's when the check writing got a little, not a little crazy, a whole lot crazy. And this broad had ended up writing up $40,000, $50,000 worth of bad checks collectively. But they were all flowing in, and you know how they flow in later and later. And people give you chances and chances. And she kept on writing more and more and more. Anyway.
And Tim, I said, damn, $50,000? Where your shit at, dog? Damn, could you get at least $2,000 out of the... I mean,
didn't get nothing. But it was one of the times when the police was on her. And I don't know where she was at, man. All I know is we sitting in the house. It had one door locked. See white men walking around. Then they knocked on the house, on the door. Oh, my God. Me and Phil turning off TVs, walking around going, shh, shh. Can't even think out loud.
I'm like, damn, we criminals and didn't do shit. I'm like, damn.
So one of the many nights they had busted her, and I had to go down there to the bonds, man. And, you know, of course, money done ran out by now to keep saving her. And they took her to jail. I came back home. You was at home. And you looked at me. You said, what happened, man? I said, man, she went to jail, man. And we were just sitting there. We didn't say nothing. Then all of a sudden, I started thinking about it was the first of the month. And it was boss night. Boss night consisted of going out to the party and to the club.
Yeah,
you're gone, Phil.
And sure enough, I mean, your eyes got wide, teeth got big and smiling. I said, we going out tonight. Let's go, hell.
And we were late because we had thought about it later on, like just after she got put in jail. Man, I'm going out tonight. I can't be thinking about this.
Oh, man. Hell no.
Oh, what about when she had went to Texas? Now, see, you got to understand my situation. Wait a minute. I'm going to have to explain the situation because after she started writing all them checks, I already knew in my mind it's getting ready to be over, right? So I'm out there playing again because I was faithful at the beginning, right, Phil?
What?
Very faithful. But after $20,000, it was time to go. But she was in jail, and I couldn't just go right away. You know what I mean? So, okay. I had seen some girl, and she was going to Texas. Then she came back, and old girl called the house. And Phil was like, well, let me just answer the door.
Yeah. Go on,
Phil.
Yeah, nigga was looking out for you, ass.
Go on, Phil, because you didn't know who it was.
Oh, Lord, I was scared for you myself. Oh, man. How do, I answered the phone, and what, I did something, man, because I was like, oh, no, I can't be having
you said,
this.
You said she took a cord, she took a Concord back.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Almost. Okay. Almost, but didn't, you know. And I know you, after a while, you snuck around to me and said, man, that was Lori. What? That's the first time she saw.
Yeah.
Getting bold again.
All right.
Lord.
I think I better catch this call, boy.
Well, what about the time we
just, this dude was on top of the game, boy. We had our game. We was on our top of our game regardless of the situation. We was always thinking.
But I tell you, boy, there was some close calls right there.
There was some serious close calls, boy.
And the time we was, and the time they finally sent it to jail, then we was homeless. Oh.
Yeah, we were for a while.
Black men homeless with jobs now, but ain't got no roof. Our car was our sanctuary, dang near. I had my clothes in the car, remember, Phil?
Oh, yeah.
Manuel had his clothes in the car. I think you had your clothes in the car, too.
Yeah.
Dang, that was rough, boy. Because she put us all in the bind.
Yeah.
Because you had decided to come down and stay with me from Alaska, I guess after I was gone, like, what, 4 or 5 months?
It was about a little longer than that. I think it was about 6 to 8 months.
Okay.
You know, y'all stopped by work and said, hey, we heading. Just let me know, man. You know, because you knew what I was going through in my relationship.
Yeah.
And he said, man, if you ever, you know, need a place to, you know, come down to, you know, and you open the doors and appreciate that shit, but, you know.
And then the first day you got a car.
Oh, yeah.
I think you got a job, too, didn't you?
Yeah, I had transferred. I transferred my job down there.
Okay. So we...
You know, I had the shit already lined out. It's just getting some transportation, you know.
Yeah, we got the car that day. Man, it was just like... And I know you was like tripping because I take off of work on the drop of a dime, didn't it? I really didn't work.
You had a cool-ass boss, though.
Because I used to just drop off. I'm getting ready to... hang with my brother. He's down here, and I got to get him settled in. So I took, like, that whole week. Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, it was cool, man. You had a cool-ass boss there. I forgot his name. What was his name?
Mr. Rogers.
Mr. Rogers. That motherfucker was cool. Cool old-timer, boy.
Yeah, civilian guy, ex-military, and I was working with the civilian side of the house. And also, I remember that time me and Manuel got stuck in Atlanta trying to drive, and the battery went out, and I called you. Because back then, they had car phones. We didn't have no cell phone. We used that car phone, and it was dying. It was on its last end. I said, come get me, because your girl is cold out here. We were stuck. I said, I'm stuck on 85. I don't know where we at. It was dark out that much. Come get me. About
it was cold that night for some reason. It was cold as hell.
Yeah, it was the coldest night that year. Yeah, it was the coldest night that year. It had snowed up in Atlanta. It had snowed that night.
Man, it was cold as hell.
And Manuel was in the car talking about, we gonna die. We gonna die. I'm like, I put that notion out of here quick. I said, it's colder than this in Alaska. This ain't shit. I know if I made it through that, we gonna make it through this.
So,
man, that was a rough experience. You come right out there in my car and got us. I think it felt like it was midnight, man. Because I know you was like, I don't know where these mugs. I know what the car looked like. Yeah,
I wasn't feeling too good for some apparent reason that day too, and I just something said, go ahead, answer the phone, cause, you know, black folks, and at that time of night, you know something was up, so you better answer it. So.
And you was the only one there.
Yeah. So, but it was kind of a messed up situation, but you know, it was cool that you know
there was people there. yeah, everything worked out. It was just like, you were there for a reason, dog. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because had you not been there, Bridget would have known how to get me.
Yeah.
We would have had to take a taxi.
It just seemed like it was something that we all had to experience. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, it was just one of those avenues we had to go down, man. And it made us a better person. It made me a better person, you know.
In order to appreciate what we're doing now.
For real. Because
to be honest with you, you know, it built character.
Really.
Yeah. A whole lot of character building was going on.
Yeah.
It was some construction going on in my life. I know that.
That's right. You know, it made you a better person, made me a better person, and stronger, you know, wiser.
Definitely that.
And you know, you seem to be doing great now. I mean,
everything,
that's what you do.
Oh, remember that time when me, you, and Manuel went out to Atlanta? And y'all got that cologne at the mall? And we
Hell yeah, that shit smells good, man.
And we was living to go eat them wings at the club.
Oh, yeah.
We starved all day. Hey, look, we didn't eat at the club because we was too cool. To that day we taste your wings, it was like we threw cool out the window. Because you didn't want to eat. You was like, man, I didn't want to eat either because Manuel was like, man, go on, taste. Like, look, man, I'm trying to look good for these girls. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to get those sauce in my hand. It kept begging, man, you might need to try this. Okay, nigga. I took, damn them girls. I was like Snoop. I don't love them hoes. That other stuff, I had to get you. You didn't want to do it at first either. Until you tasted it, you flagged down that lady with the juice in your mouth, talking about, I want a basket of these. Man, we lost our minds after that. And then we remember we got and recreated it.
Yes, you did.
You talking about, at first we couldn't get it down right. And you was like,
yeah, we got that shit down, though. We had put pineapple and you put some up.
Teriyaki. Yeah, but you the first one talking about, man, wait, it's missing something. Girl, put some hot sauce in it. As soon as we did, that's it. That's it. That was it right there. We did a whole lot of hanging out, man. Met so many good people, like Miss V.
Yeah.
I know you remember her. She all the time asks about you. Yeah. And she's doing much better after almost dying this year.
Wow. That's cool, man. I hope she changed her lifestyle a little bit, because that kind of what caused that, didn't it?
Yeah, she did. She stopped drinking, because she used to drink every night like a fish. She was really a functioning alcoholic. I hate to say it, but she was. She was a functioning alcoholic. She drank all night long, cases or whatever, go to work the next day, do it again at night. But yeah, it was kind of taking over her liver and everything.
Yeah. You could never tell it, though, because she never would stumble or nothing like that, you know.
Functioning. That's what I'm trying to say.
Functioning before, but we're still driving and talking right, and I'm like, damn, you got a high tolerance.
So, what did you, when you went back home and you were getting ready to go to Alaska, I remember you saying that after you got with your mom, it was like, you know, the Lord put you there for a reason.
Yeah. Well, anyway, I was working at, of course, with Sam's at the time. And out of the blue, you know, just heard it just plain as day that you're going to be back in Tulsa in 6 months, you know. And I didn't, you know, I brushed it off, you know, didn't think nothing of it. And come to find out, you know, my mother had breast cancer and I didn't know.
Mm-hmm.
And I really didn't find out the intent of it until you know, I was going to make that move back to Alaska, trying to get back with the old girl with my son.
Right.
And after, you know, I stayed back home for about several weeks, I noticed that my brother and was taking my mom to these, you know, appointments and stuff, and I was asking them what was up, you know, and, you know, I come to find out that she had breast cancer and that spread it. And pretty much, you know, it was in the bone and everything else. So, you know, I kind of put my whole life, you know, on hold to spend my last, you know, time with my mother. Because,
right.
You know, and I would do the same thing right now if that was the case. Because that was, me and my mother was really tight. You know, we were real close. And that was the only reason. That was the only way for me to get my, you know, my peace, was able to accept that she's gone. Because if I was still in Georgia and she passed, you know, I don't know how mentally stable I would have been, you know, because we were tight. You know, she supported me all during high school, and, you know, college and military or whatever I decided to do. You know, she had my back.
Which is, was just a good thing that you was at home. When, I mean, you know. It was just like the Lord had it worked out where you were supposed to be there at that time. Because you were getting ready to go straight to Alaska from there.
I was going to go straight to Alaska, man, and try to work it out with this. But it was a good thing I didn't go. Because
you would have been wasting your damn time.
Yeah, I've been pissed off.
You've been talking about, Tim, I'm coming back. The same moment you got up there.
FBI been done caught my ass by now, because I ass been up on one of them damn mountains, dog. They been just now knocking on my door. They been finding some remains, man, because I'm telling you.
Yeah.
But, you know, it was you know, those months with my mother was pretty cool. Some of the stuff I thought I got away with, she knew all about it, and she just didn't do anything. And we laughed, and I was able to, you know, to cook for her. I was able to clean, do some stuff for her, you know. And it was good. It was good. Those months with her was worth everything, you know. You know, so I got peace. You know, I said what I had to say. She knew. She said she was proud, and you know, she's glad that you was, you know, one of the sons with some sense. You know, and she was, you know, I told her, hey, just go ahead and go. You know. We'd be all right. You take care of yourself, and we'll see you again, you know, in another place. So she went on home to her calling. So
she was a missionary too, right?
What was that again?
Was she was a missionary?
Yeah, she was. She was very, very in. Yeah, she was a missionary. Very strong, and you know, just it's her time to go. I mean, her job was done. You know.
Well, at least you raised your boneheaded self. You know.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Because you're the baby, right?
Yeah, I'm the youngest out of 13. I told you about that baby self.
The mom, dog.
Yeah,
13.
Yeah. I'm the youngest.
I didn't know you had 13 kids. I knew you had a few brothers, a few sisters, but I know it was 13 till just now. You messed me up with that.
What about
that time when we went to the club and seen that dude with the psychedelic coat on?
Oh, my gosh.
You were talking about how these bammers dress?
With the straw hat.
Coming in the club thinking they cool. And then I said, what about the dude last night with that psychedelic coat on? He had on every color under the sun. Red, green, blue, orange, in a white background. And thought he was clean.
Thought he was clean, dog. He thought he was clean. Looked like somebody just accidentally spilled a whole bag of Skittles on him or something.
and they just stayed where they landed. Now I know why they threw Joseph in the hole, dude. His brother's back there. Look, nigga, you need to. We got to do something about Joseph. He don't want to take this coat off.
I know Dad gave it to him, but it was a bad idea. Because that cat, man, oh, my God. The way they were dressed and how they were acting down there, golly, it was just, it was more country than anything I ever been a witness to, really.
Yeah, I mean, they got the straw hats. They wore that religiously, man. It was like, I don't know, I can be clean all the way down to the toes, but they got to have that straw hat on.
It was like it was a fad down there, man. I don't know what it was.
Like, damn,
but
we
had
over
to. So we're not.
I said I thought slavery was over with them old slaves in the field hats on.
That's what it reminds you of. They're like they had been sitting some Negro extensions before they decided to come to the club. We shall overcome, you know, and we will see, and all that. So them cats, man, they were really. Really backwards down there in Columbus, Georgia. If you ever go down to Columbus, Georgia, one will find out. Except the military people, you know what I'm saying? But the civilians, the locals that live there, they were country.
It was a communication, man. It was the gap was there, you know. It was just, I couldn't really understand. It took me a while to understand what the hell them folks was talking about down there. Like,
boy,
damn.
Boy, you, all I know is I had a good time, man. The last time I seen you, I remember I dropped you off in Atlanta, and I was going to go see some girl, as usual. You remember?
Yeah.
And I got to stay with this girl tonight. But I'm taking you to the airport. We stayed out all night long tonight. Because I think you left at, you had to be at the airport at 4 or something, right? Or your plane left at 6.
Something like that.
I mean, we stayed out all night long. That was crazy.
We did. We did.
And drove there for 2 hours after the club. So that was the last time I seen you, man. And, you know, one of these days, we need to hook back up. I'm not going to be here in Atlanta too much longer and be gone to D.C., but, you know, planes still work, nigga.
For real. D.C., I've never been up that area.
Yeah, and you might not want to go up there if you keep your eyes closed.
You'd
be like, I'm going to come back up here. I'm going to be like, here we go again. Because I know you're going to lose
comment on that one.
You're going to lose your damn mind to get up there. You'd be like, girl, I done seen so much. I'll be like, I know, Phil, I know. You don't have to tell me. Yeah, man, it's been cool talking to you, man, because we never talk. I mean, every now and then we check up on each other, but we never just sit down and really talk because either you at work or I'm at work, and, you know, nobody can talk real long, get a few laughs in and roll a hill on out, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. That's cool that we kept in touch, though, man. It's been a minute, though.
There's a lot of people that always ask about you, like, you know, like I said, Manuel, Miss V. Ron even asked about you, and he ain't never met you. You know, but he heard about you, but he ain't never met you and stuff, so, you know. It would be cool you come to D.C. anyway, because Ron is right down the street in Virginia. They could come up, too, you know, and y'all finally meet each other or come to one of the house parties. That you need to be coming to any damn way. You know what I'm saying? It's been a minute since you talking about having a vacation. You ain't never had one yet, dog.
Nah, I ain't been up there, man. Hell no. Wow.
Yeah, I know.
What exactly is the D.C. thing going to happen, man?
I guess for me, I have to wait till I get a transfer. But it'll be the first of the year.
Okay.
So it's happening now as we speak.
It's in process, man.
Yeah. But it's definitely D.C. It won't be Dallas. That dude, he took too long. So it won't be Dallas. You mess up like that, it's time to go. I can't be waiting on you.
Right.
Yeah, so it's going to be D.C. But Nancy, it's been cool talking to you.
All right.
What I want to do, and I'm going to play a song from one of the new CDs that I'm getting ready. I'm going to have to send you a CD. You have to send me your addresses. It's all them damn numbers in it. It's the same number. It's the same address with all the numbers and letters. Remember how y'all was like, I live on Street 2004. Apartment 198, sub 2300. I was like, what? Got a damn address. Y'all live in jail. I mean, that shit sound like a damn prison, though. Yeah, all them. Like, what the hell?
Numbers, it's a new area. It's a new area, pretty much. They done rebuilt this stuff out here. Out south.
Yeah, this,
you know what about south is all about.
Yeah, I do know about that.
Yeah.
So just email me your address. That way I can send you some CDs, man, of the new stuff. This is one of the new songs that me and Ron L did, as I'm looking for it. I'll give you the one that me and Miss V did, since you know Miss V personally.
Sure.
And it's on the Green Al Blam, not album, Al Blam. And like I said, it was nice talking to you, Phil. Nancy Sherrill, a.k.a.
Likewise.
My girl with the
Likewise.
Fish net. My hoe, I did do it big and okay. And I hope when you're on the corner, you ain't telling every John it's okay. Be choosy, girl. Be choosy, girl.
Even though it's flooding out there, your ass better have some goddamn flotation device out there making my goddamn money.
And that's how we talk to each other. All right, then, girl, you can stay on the line and still listen to the song. This is called How Happy. And next week, we ought to be back on next week because I got a workout a specialist named Andy Ironman and one of my friends from New York who does music. He got a record company. His name is TC, and he doing some things for real. This is How Happy by me and Miss V. Good night, and I'll talk to you next week. Later on, Phil.
Hey, you too. Peace on, brother.
Can you feel it when I roll through? good enough for you. Had to scream and tearing up my walls, cherry panties, invisible draws. Won't you feel it? This thing is on freak. Lock it down, no drip, no leak. I did it right, had you coming again, love. And one night called her my friend. You act like I got another one on the side trying to have better fun. I'm true, baby, when it comes to you. The love that I make is all brand new. Had to scream and tearing up my walls. Cherry panties, invisible draws. I did it right, and she coming again. Love in one night calls her my friend. Now you are you.
Now you know that I want you. Let's see how happy you can be. Now you know
Christ with you.